Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the program to which you are listening. And now you say something.
I'm listening to it also. We're all listening to it together.
Yes.
We have that in common.
Yep.
We're all wondering what the hell Ken and Andy are thinking. We have that in common.
And I'm not wondering about that at all.
Hey, Erwin, great show.
You're back at work this week?
What the hell happened? What's happening with Erwin? What the hell's that going on there?
Oh, what are you referring to?
Exactly. Wink, wink. Exactly. I'm back at work this week.
What's it like to be back at work?
Yeah. You wouldn't know from hanging out at WFMU, would you?
Well, I go to work every day, but you haven't.
Yeah, work, yeah.
You haven't been to work for years.
What's a typical work day for you? Hey, did you return those 4 emails today, Ken?
4?
Hey, did you get that AI little cartoon of me and you in front of the abortion clinic done?
Still working on it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a hard day, I know. No, you sweated this one out. You'll be home soon, buddy.
I worked on that over the weekend. I do need somebody.
How do you know when your work day ends? Like, how do you know? It must have an alarm go off or something.
It never ends.
Yeah, right.
It never ends.
It never ends.
I'm on call 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got here at 7 a.m. today.
Because you did your little show.
Yeah.
Great show, by the way.
It's now 6 p.m., so I've been here 11 hours.
How much of that was you napping?
Not much.
Yeah, exactly. Try being honest sometimes. See if you like it. You might enjoy it. But honesty.
But you've been candid. You've reassembled your writing room.
I have a crack writing staff. We're working on a CBS series.
And you guys
write. You'll see it hopefully.
You
God
write
willing.
Little ideas on post-its and stick them on the wall.
Yeah, little ideas go on post-its. That's right, Ken. And then we stick them on the wall. That's right, Ken. That's how you make a TV show.
Uh-huh.
That's right, Ken.
Good, good. How many episodes have you got to write?
Our series has been picked up for 13 episodes, but we've already done a pilot, so there's 12 left. Hey, if any listeners have 12 ideas for light mystery episodes, give us a call. You'd be doing Uncle Andy a huge favor.
You've got that super hot Matthew Gubler. Is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
43rd most attractive male model in the world.
Where'd that list come from? Is that a true list?
Yes.
Was it on the internet?
Yes.
Okay, then. I withdraw my objection.
He's the 43rd, or he was before he took up acting, he was the 43rd top-rated male model.
Oh, that's true. He was a male model.
Yeah.
But wait. But now, now that he's acting, is he still on that list, or he's no longer eligible?
I don't know. Good question.
That's a good question, really?
Yeah.
You think that's a good question?
I do think that's a good
question. Then you're going to love tonight's show. 201-209-9368. What the hell are we doing tonight?
We are coming up with a list of band names.
Oh, God.
In ascending order by how many letters are in there or numbers are in the name of the band. Or the name of the performer.
And let's say let's have this as a ground rule. Number one, you're not allowed to ask why the hell we're doing this.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Although, do we know why we're doing it?
It was your idea.
I don't think it was my idea.
And I reluctantly went along with it.
No. Listen to you washing your hands of it. Wait, what did Nixon call it? A credible deniability? Wait, what did he have? Nixon had a phrase.
Yeah.
Plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah. You're not taking credit
for this?
Well,
let's see. The other ideas you came up with.
No. Please don't just drag all my ideas through the mud. Because I'm going to pitch them again next week. Did Pam approve this thing?
She did.
Okay, then it's on her. The buck stops there.
I think the listeners might want to know the other ideas that you pitched for tonight's show.
I can't recall them.
It's illuminating. Well, one of them was, you and I don't speak at all.
No. We're going to do that. No. Please. No. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Don't blow our wad.
Until we start
No.
Okay.
Save our shot.
All right. So we need a band that has one letter
or
number.
Yes. We're going to do this. We're going to make a list of bands. We're going to start with bands with one letter. that their name is one letter long. If when we successfully accomplish that, we're going to find a band that's two letters long, then three letters long, then four letters long. We're going to include the word the, right?
Yeah, that counts.
T-H-E would count as three letters. The word A would count as one letter. Spaces do not count. Apostrophes do not count as a letter, right?
Yeah, punctuation does not count.
Punctuation does not count. And the criteria is this band or artist had to record under this name and release a record on some label.
Right, and we're going by what they were most recently known as or what they're known as now.
Yeah, we'll take anything. Look, when we get up to 25 letters, do you think we're going to break 35 letters?
I do.
Oh, please.
I think we can.
No. Not if we take it one step at a time in order. We're going to do fine up to 11, and then we're in trouble.
Oh, we can get through 11 in no time.
Okay, let's start with number one. Why don't you and I start with number one?
We're doing number one?
Yeah. Do you know a band with one letter?
Yes, I know two bands with one letter.
That are real bands?
Yeah. X.
X is a real band?
X is a real band.
Has it ever been played on FMU?
All the time.
Hey, should that be the criteria? It had to have been played at least once on FMU.
Oh, no. That's going to make it so much harder.
It will?
Yeah. Because, oh, my God.
Because you've only played crap?
No, I mean, once we get up to bands with, 35 characters.
Would I like the band X?
You might like some of their songs. Yeah.
That's all I need to know. Note to self, avoid the band X. All right. Do we have a band with two letters?
Well, I would like to rely on the listeners.
No, we'll get to the listeners.
I feel bad about even providing X.
No. Believe me. This will get challenging really quick. Do you have a band with two letters?
Oh, we come on. Of course I do.
What? Name them.
Big A, Little A.
Is that really a band?
The letter U and the numeral two.
Oh, U two, yeah, that's right.
U two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Big A, Little A a real band?
They are.
Hey, I have an interesting fact about U two. Little factoid.
Okay.
You like fun facts about bands?
I love them.
I have an acquaintance in the music business.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to share this with you.
Okay.
About you two.
Yep.
They're not very good.
Says who? Your friend?
It's a little secret. Yeah. He's in the music business.
Yeah.
They're not very good.
Well, Bono is quite hated. He's...
Why is he hated?
For being pompous, I guess.
Yeah, in addition to being pompous, in addition to the attitude problem.
Yeah.
They're not very good.
He also has B.O.
Yeah.
From what I've heard.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so now we're up to three letters. People are finally calling in.
Okay, three letters, 201-209-9368. Well, three letters is easy. The Beatles.
That's more than three letters.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
My name's Paul, but I didn't realize you're already up to three letters.
Yeah,
yeah
we're up
okay.
to three letters.
Do you have three letters?
Have you got one?
No, he doesn't. Let's hang up. We're moving on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have time to chat with Paul. 201-209-9368.
We're up to three letters. You got one?
Oh, this is working swimmingly. You think we're going to break 36 letters?
Once we get rolling, yeah.
I'll bet you the farm. Do you have a farm?
I do not have a farm.
Oh, then forget.
You don't have a farm either. Will you bet me your garage full of warehoused gasoline?
You mean my detached garage?
Yeah.
Do you have a detached garage in your house?
I do. I do have a detached garage.
Okay. I'll bet my detached garage against your detached garage.
Okay.
We can't move them, but you will own my detached garage.
Okay.
I'll acknowledge
that. And everything inside of it.
Yes.
All the gasoline. That's what I want.
201-209-9368. It's on, baby.
And it's whether or not we can get over 35.
Yeah, we're not getting over 35.
Hi, you're on the air. We need a three-letter band.
MC5.
Oh, of course.
Very good.
Oh, of course. Kick out the jams.
Oh, wait, but weren't they the MC5?
Oh.
No, MC5. What about Egg?
Pig?
Wasn't that a band?
Egg. E-G-G.
Egg. Oh, yeah. Egg was a band. Very
okay,
good.
Okay, so it's not the Egg?
No, it's just Egg.
Okay, now we're up to four. If it includes the word the, you have to add the three letters.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Are we on three letters?
No, we're on four.
We're on four, baby. We're moving on.
On four.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Wait, what's he saying?
In excess.
Very good.
Wait, how do you spell INXS?
INXS. We had Michael Hutchins, who was president of your Strangubation Club.
Nobody knows who that is.
He was the singer of INXS who died of strangubation.
He did?
Yeah, you used to go on and on about what a blow it was to the club.
Do you, I don't even know why we call it a club. Nobody's paid dues in like 3 years. Do you,
Thank you, caller. We're up to five letters.
Do you agree that's like the worst way to go, because you know as you're losing consciousness that you're going to be a punchline?
Yeah.
201-209-9368. We're up to five letters?
And you also know that you're going to kill membership to the club.
Well, no one's paid dues. I'm telling you, I don't even know if you can call it a club. It's not a club anymore.
It is a club.
You don't do anything. You just stand in the corner and just kind of smirk.
I take minutes.
You don't do anything.
I take the minutes. You don't think that's important. We're up to five letters. You're on the air.
Oh, man. Botch. B-O-T-C-H.
Botch.
Is that a real word?
I don't know botch.
That's the five-letter band?
There we go. Botch is right there. You're right.
Okay, botch is a band.
Botch. Makes the
grade. We're up to six letters. 201-209-9368. We're not getting to 35. This is easy. These are the low-hanging fruit. These are the gimmies.
Oh, I think we're getting, it's getting easier now.
You think it is?
Yes.
Yeah, can I do six letters? May I do it?
You may.
The Who.
Very good.
Okay, then.
The Kinks or The Who?
No, The Who. Oh, that's a callback to a great show we did. Remember when we were doing great shows?
Yep.
Yeah. Remember we decided, we had a meeting and we decided to do no more great shows? Remember, it would just throw off the audience, it would confuse them?
That wasn't a meeting between you and me.
No.
That was a meeting of the Strangubation Club. So it didn't really count.
You know what we should do? Change the name of the Strangubation Club, and then we could probably get back into the library to hold our meetings. 201-209-9368. Okay, come on, seven letters.
That's a brilliant idea. We need a seven-letter band.
Okay, here we go.
What do you got?
They don't know. They don't know. Oh, for the life. Okay.
Now we're up to seven letters.
Yeah, see, people are running behind. Seven letters.
Hi, you're on the air. Seven letters is what we need.
Oh, no. I had six.
Okay, there you go. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
We don't have time to waste.
Hi,
Everyone's running one name behind.
Yeah.
Us. Yeah.
We're up to seven letters. What do you got for us?
I had six. Sorry.
There you go. And that's how you do it. That's how live radio works.
Andy wants to hang on to his garage and all of
his... So we do eight letters?
No, seven letters. Seven. We can't even entertain an eight-letter entry. Thank you.
You got seven? No.
There's no such thing as a seven-letter band. Ken, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's the and a four, the yeah. and four.
Well, wait, was the them? No.
No, the.
The six.
The six.
Yeah. There's no such thing. They don't exist.
Yeah, there's a seven-letter band.
Not in this world.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
Hey, guys, love the show.
What's your seven-letter band?
Seven, we're on seven. One of my faves in that time period, New York, Blondie.
Very good.
Wait, is Blondie seven letters?
It is.
Hold on.
It's
one,
a
two.
Real band.
Hold on. One, two. Hold on. I have to start over now. One. Two.
We're moving
three.
On.
Hold on, Ken. Okay, now eight. I have to start over. One, two, three, four, five, six,
Hi.
Seven. You're right.
We're up to eight letters. Do you have one?
Yeah, Ultravox.
Very good.
Wait, is that eight letters?
Yep.
Yeah, but they suck. Does that count if they suck?
It does count, yeah.
Wait, no, Ultravox is seven letters.
No, it's eight.
It is seven letters.
No.
How do you spell it?
U-L-T-R is
four. I forgot the L. Okay, you're right. I forgot. Oh, you want to count all the letters?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to count all the letters.
So you're just moving the goalposts, changing the rules.
We're up to nine letters. Have you got one for us?
No, there's no way nine letters. Ken, give it up, buddy.
Oh, nine letters?
Yeah, nine letters.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thanks. People are running behind. We have to time out our callers.
We're up to nine letters. Have you got one for us?
Ken, you're so funny.
Quicksand.
Is that nine? And are they real?
Yeah, Quicksand from New York. Quicksand. Nine letters. Quicksand.
I believe they were from New York, weren't they?
Yes, they are. They're still active today. Walter Freefold is still alive and well.
Yeah, he's the main songwriter there.
Yep, Gorilla Biscuits, Rival Schools, Quicksand.
Yeah, that's right.
All his bands.
Is Walter Freefall still in the band?
Of course he is.
Yeah, he's in all those bands. Quicksand.
Yeah, no, he's multi-talented. He's fantastic.
Very prolific.
And if I could put in a quick plug, amazing live performer.
And what's your favorite Quicksand song, Andy?
I guess I like the song "Hey, Throw Me That Rope." Hey there.
Yeah, I'm horrible at song titles, but Flip the Album is a chef's kiss.
Oh yeah, did you ever hear him do Flip the Album?
No,
I'm only familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's fantastic, fantastic band.
I like their cover of "How Soon Is Now," though. Thank you.
Yeah.
Of course.
I guess what I love most about them, I think I can speak for everyone, is they have nine letters. Okay, 10 letters.
Ten-letter band.
Ken, give it up, my friend.
Looking for a 10-letter band.
Wait, now is that the Beatles with the T-H-E? Hold on.
T-H-E?
I mean, the Beatles.
Oh.
Hold on. T-H-E is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's it.
The Beatles, okay.
You can't beat it. Okay. The Beatles.
11.
Maybe you heard them do Please Please Me.
Never heard of that one. Was that a Beatles song? Are you sure?
It was, baby.
Hi, are you on the air?
American release.
I might be on the air.
Yeah, we're looking for an 11-letter band.
Okay. We're not going to get to 35.
I had 8 letters.
Exactly. Thank you for calling. Yeah, we don't want to hear the story. We don't want to hear your damn sob story.
No, he might have an 11-letter
band.
He's
not even close.
Have you got an 11?
Chicken Shack.
Chicken Shack.
Wait, is that a real band?
Yes,
it is.
Christine McVie played with them before she went to Fleetwood Mac.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No, that's 12.
What? Oh, well.
That's 12.
It is?
Yes. Yes. What you might want to do is count all the letters.
Oh, okay.
201-209-9368.
That's why I call in.
Yeah.
I hope you get the help you need.
Have
a great night.
I hope you get the help we need. I hope we all get...
We should thank the people who helped
us. Oh, my gosh.
Who helped us with the,
The volunteers did our premium T-shirts.
7-second delay T-shirts last week.
Right. They were customized, personalized T-shirts. Every T-shirt was different. They had our listeners' names on them.
Oh, my God. We had a great time. Thank you, Ben Gross.
Ben Gross.
David Solon.
David.
Rachel Cucci.
And Rachel, of course.
Greg LaMotta.
Greg LaMotta.
Also known as Triple G.
I call him Triple G.
Michaela Brandon.
Michaela Grandin.
Tom and Julia Ferraro.
Oh, my God. Brother and sister team.
No, husband, wife.
I think husband, wife, and brother and sister. It's kind of a long story. We'll talk later.
And Max Hoyt.
And Max Hoyt.
Who we had on the air. Stop clapping. Good Lord.
Okay.
Wow.
And, of course, Scott oversaw the group.
Yep.
And you were there, too, right, Ken?
I was there in and out.
Did you have a magic marker in your hand? Did you draw anything?
Yes, I did. I did a whole bunch of shirts. Did you do any?
I was with you in spirit.
So you didn't do any? You didn't do a single one?
With you in spirit means no. Okay. How old are you?
We're looking for an 11-letter band.
11-letter band. Can't be done.
Of course it can be done.
Oh, gosh.
Exactly. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Oh, gosh means we're moving on. Yeah, right.
11-letter band. Have you got one for us?
Sorry, it's 12.
Yeah, exactly.
We need an 11-letter band. Have you got one?
11?
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. Wow.
Crack the sky. Crack the sky.
Okay, let's
hold
try
on.
That.
Let's try
crack
that.
The sky.
Hold on. Can't
five,
be done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
That
done.
Is 11. Wait, well is that done. A real? Is that a real band?
It is a real band.
Is it okay if they suck? Does he still counting them?
Oh, they suck.
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't stand them.
Exactly.
But they're 11 letters.
How often are they played daily on FMU?
They do get played.
Well, I know they get played. You said they suck.
Well, they haven't. Let's see here. Crack,
doesn't matter.
Crack
doesn't,
the sky.
Yeah, doesn't matter, kid.
No, it doesn't.
It so doesn't matter.
Oh, look at that. Look
they
at all
lot,
the people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Tony Coulter playing the hell out of Crack
yeah,
the Sky.
Exactly.
Irwin Chusid.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Even Dwayne. Even
there
the Dwayne train playing Crack the Sky.
Can I tell you something? I expected more out of Irwin.
Yeah. They get played on the Prague show?
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now we're up to 12 letters.
How proud you must be.
We're looking for a 12-letter band
name. Okay, they don't exist, Ken. Your dream is over.
Have you got one?
It's not going to happen.
All right. Joy Division, never mind.
Joy Division.
Oh, how many letters is Joy Division?
Well, he hung up. He said, never mind.
Hi, you're on the air. We need a 12-letter band.
How many you need? Wait, 12 you need?
12. Yeah. 12.
Thank you.
The Producers.
Who?
The Producers.
The Producers.
Do you know that band, Ken?
They did the song What's He Got from the 80s.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's it.
Great.
If that's a real band, we did it.
It's a real band.
Okay, and that should be the end of it. There's no 13-letter band.
Oh, there are 13-letter bands. You'd be surprised. You'd think that bands would think it was unlucky, but no. Many, many bands have named themselves 13.
Hi, Ken. Black Sabbath.
Is that 13 letters?
12. 13 is REO.
Ah, no, we're looking for 13.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, he said 13 is REO Speedway.
REO Speedwagon.
Speedwagon.
Could that be? Yeah. REO Speedwagon? Let's see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's it.
Yeah. All right, we're up to 14.
Hey, if you're...
I think you're going to lose your garage tonight.
If you enjoy hearing Ken and Andy counting out loud, this is your... You'll be orgasmic for the next 35 minutes. We'll be counting letters out loud into these microphones till 7 o'clock.
Oh, I can't wait until we get up to the 100-letter bands.
We're not getting anywhere near them. We're going to get stumped so quickly.
Hi, you're on the air. We need a 14-letter
band. It's not going to happen, Kenny.
Of course it's going to happen.
You are too cute for words.
14 letters. Have you got one?
No, I don't.
Okay. Exactly. Thanks for calling, by the way.
We need a 14-letter band. Lay it on us.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Hold on.
Oh, no, really?
Hold on.
Really?
Can that be true?
I hope it is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Nope, sorry.
How many is it?
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you because I don't want you to count it down the road.
11, 12, 13. It's 15.
Yeah, exactly. Cross them out. Oh, they're not eligible for 15 now, by the way.
Why not?
Because they've been... No, I'm sorry.
Yes,
that's the
they
rule.
Are.
I don't make the rules, Ken.
If somebody calls when we're looking for 15...
No, if we commit to counting something and it's not an accurate count...
Oh, you just
If they don't fit, then they're not eligible down the road.
You just pulled that out
then people will just be pitching all sorts of names in advance.
We're looking
13
for
13 Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly,
no,
hold
that's,
on.
That's 13.
Yeah, we're looking for 14.
We're looking for 14.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
You got one? You got a 14?
There's no such thing. You're looking for a unicorn. You're looking for an animal that doesn't exist.
We need a 14-letter band.
Ken, give it up.
Imagine Dragons.
Who?
Imagine Dragons.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Imagine Dragons.
Well... Imagine Dragons. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, not 13. Sorry.
No, 14 is what we're looking for.
Oh, we're looking for 14? Oh, yeah. Bingo. There you go.
You need 15?
That makes it.
He's asking if you need 15.
We do need 15.
Woodbine Hotline.
What?
WOODBINEHOT. LINE.
Woodbine Hotline.
Okay, that's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yes. Oh, they're out of Baltimore. I never thought
I would prefer Bare Naked Ladies.
You really have a strong opinion about Bare Naked Ladies?
I do.
That is fantastic. You get cuter every time I see you. Listen, let's try to confirm if that's the real band. Woodbine Hotline.
Woodbine Hotline.
Oh, okay. There's a band out there that Ken doesn't like. Tell us why you don't like Bare Naked Ladies, Ken, and use your own words.
The songs?
Yeah, the songs.
I have a 16 as well if you need it.
Okay, hold on. No, we're not getting anything on Woodbine Hotline.
I didn't get
anything. Nope, doesn't count.
No,
sorry.
No, it might count.
No, it doesn't count.
Yes,
look on Bandcamp. They have a Bandcamp.
Oh, please. That doesn't. That's not a career.
I only checked it. Oh, what the hell?
What other radio station are you going to hear that caller saying this? Look on Bandcamp. Look on Bandcamp, and it'll prove my point.
Woodbine Hotline.
Yeah.
There it is.
Really?
Oh, what is wrong with this?
What are you talking about? your computer?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you confirm Woodbine Hotline?
Yes.
Okay, so we need 16.
The Rolling Stones.
Okay, are you including the word the?
Yeah.
Hold on. The Rolling Stones. Now, I have heard of them. They're out of England. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Done!
Done.
All okay. Right.
That's it.
Wow, we made it to 16.
We're not getting any higher than that.
We need a 17.
No, Ken, it's not going to happen.
17 letters.
Let me begin by saying I love you.
Is what we're
I love
for.
You, and I don't want you to. I don't want to see you get hurt. I think we should change the topic or end the show. Ken, we're at the end. We've hit a wall.
What the hell?
Oh, really? You're having trouble with the computer?
Yeah.
Can you at least get on Google?
I'm getting off of Firefox.
Yeah, get off of Firefox,
yeah,
Ken.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, go on to, what are you going to go on to?
Chrome.
Yeah, Chrome, Ken. Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken's having a little problem with Firefox. It's a little glitchy today. He's going to go on Chrome.
Explain the difference, Andy.
Well, Firefox, as you might know, is notoriously glitchy.
I see. But what is it?
Firefox is
glitchy. We're looking for a 17-letter band.
It doesn't exist.
17-letter band name.
Ken, the show's over.
Hi, you're on the air. Have you got 17?
The Magnetic Fields.
Nice!
Wait, do you know that band?
Yes.
And you're including the word the.
Yep, the Magnetic Fields.
And it's plural?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
I believe
12,
you
13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
17.
There it is.
Nicely 17. Done.
Is that a real band?
Help you need.
It is a real band. Stephen Merritt. You would like them, Andy.
Yeah, I'm sure I would, Ken.
You would like them.
Yeah, oh, no. I can tell just from their name.
They write real songs.
Yeah.
Real melodies.
Yeah.
Choruses, hooks. All
songs,
those,
songs by your definition of songs.
All those things that you'd like.
I don't think you'd know a hook.
We're looking for
up your
18 letters. 18
hey, I was calling for a 17-letter word, but
did you do you have an 18?
Dave Matthews Band 2.
No. Good
God.
Your boyfriend is so funny.
God forbid.
Don't lose your funny boyfriend.
A sequel band.
Don't let that boyfriend get away.
Dave Matthews Band 2.
He put a 2 at the end of it.
The Reckoning.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Oh, listen
Buffalo
to...
Buffalo Springfield, is that 18?
It is 18.
Nice.
Well, not the way I spell Springfield. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Wait, how do you spell Buffalo? How many L's?
1.
2 F's.
No, 2 F's and 1 L. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Oh, that's 18. Okay, that's the end. We can't go any higher than that.
We're looking
Ken,
for,
it's over. It's over, buddy.
We're looking for 19.
Ken, move on with your life.
If we get up to 35,
you gave it everything you could.
I win all of Andy's gasoline, all of his hand sanitizer.
All the old pictures of my mother and her father from their childhood.
And his...
my grandfather, old photos.
His garage.
The only photo taken of him in his shtetl.
So if anybody ever needs a place to stay in Madison, I'm your man. I can put you up in Andy's garage.
Well, it'll be your garage now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you don't mind the smell of hand sanitizer and gasoline.
As long as you don't mind paying 11% of our property taxes. 201-209-9368.
I get the garage.
Yeah, you have the garage, Ken. You enjoy the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna.
You can just make the check out to me, and I'll forward it to the
we're gonna,
city.
Yeah, we're going to have to divide it up into a separate tax lot, though, for me to own it.
Whatever you say, Ken.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. We need 19. We
19
need
letters.
A band with
it can't
19
be done.
Letters.
We're not going to get to 35.
Mannheim Steamroller.
All right, Mannheim Steamroller. That's a good one.
No. That's been eliminated.
Why?
Because it was suggested earlier.
No, it wasn't.
Somebody said Woodbine Hotline.
No, that's Woodbine Hotline.
Well, it's the same thing.
No.
Mannheim pretty much the same thing.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hey, if you'd like to hear Ken counting out loud, this is this is your lucky, lucky day.
Oh, I think it might be 20.
Okay, then it's eliminated. Right, it's eliminated from any consideration. Thank you.
Mannheim is 8.
Yeah, it's like voting illegally. You cannot vote anymore. in this election cycle. 201-209-9368.
No, Mannheim Steamroller is 19.
Okay, fine. Woo-hoo.
I miscounted.
Oh, and then the caller says, woo-hoo. That's where we are in our world, Ken. We count to 19. The caller says, woo-hoo. That's our show.
That's not our show.
That is exactly what we're doing.
That happened.
I drive an hour every week.
That thing,
each way.
That thing did happen, but that's not our show.
Yes, it is our show. Yes, it
is. We need a 20-letter band.
Yay, Country Joe and the Fish.
All right.
Hold on, wait. Didn't they use an ampersand?
They did not.
Hold on. Wait, I'm spelling it out. Hold on. Country Joe, and they spelled it A-N-D?
Yeah.
And then end the...
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the fish?
7, yeah. 10, 13,
I'll let Ken do the
16,
counting.
20. You
do the, that's 20?
Yeah, 20.
Okay, that's the end of the show. There's no one that has
great
21.
Great band, too.
Yeah, Country right Joe. On. Country Joe I loved. Hated the fish. Detested them.
Why? Why did you hate the fish
for
so
the
much?
Same reason you hate... wait, who was your band that you hated?
I'm not going to tell you.
Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but Country Joe and the Fish had some great songs that would be right up your alley. The Fish Cheer?
Yeah, that Fish Cheer didn't have an answer. They posed an interesting question. What are we fighting for?
No, what's that spell?
Oh, what's that spell? Oh, yeah, that's right, F-I-S-H.
What's that spell?
Yeah, what's that spell? They posed a lot of good questions in their songs.
It wasn't F-I-S-H.
It wasn't?
No.
What do you mean? What? You mean they spelled the F word, the curse word?
Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong Fish Cheer.
Wait, and then did they do that at Woodstock?
Yes.
They made the crowd spell out a curse word at Woodstock?
Yes.
They are subversive little devils,
man,
aren't they?
Were they ever.
Man, weren't they ever. Half a million kids starving, rolling around in the mud. Yelling dirty words.
The F word.
Yelling the F word.
Not just any dirty word.
Yeah.
The F word.
Yeah, and then high above our nation, bombers were turning into butterflies.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for 21.
Wonderful. Oh, you kids, you missed it. Oh, the younger kids listening, they missed it all. Didn't they, Ken?
They did.
201-209-9368.
We ended that war.
Joni Mitchell ended it. With that last verse of Woodstock, yeah. And then Country Joe did his part.
She wasn't even there.
No, she had other things to do.
Yeah.
She had to go on the Dick Cavett show. Country Joe did his part because he posed an interesting question. What are we fighting for?
No, what's that spell?
No, but then he said, don't ask me, I don't give a damn. That's a whole different song.
Oh, yeah. He rewrote Muskrat Ramble and called it Fixin' to Die Red.
Yeah, Fixin' to Die Red.
I feel like I'm fixin' to die red.
Yeah. Change the course of history right there.
Yep.
201-209-9368.
We're looking for a 21-letter band.
Can't be done. Thanks for trying, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air. 21 letters. Have you got one?
Einsters and then Neubauten.
Einsters. Wow, really? 21 letters?
Wait, you're going to have to write it out?
I know how to spell it. Einsters and a...
Now, don't they use an ampersand?
No.
Nope.
Exploding new buildings or collapsing new buildings.
Collapsing new buildings.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Einsturz Ende Neubauten. There we go.
I've got 22 for you if you want it.
You got 22? Go ahead.
Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
Nice.
No, hey, they use an ampersand. Okay, I want this. I want you to check it out. No. I challenge. Ken, you wrote out the word end. It's not fair. Ken, it's being challenged.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Yeah, you look it up.
I'll look it up. What do we go by?
Dan Hicks. Go by Dan Hicks. Go by their album. Go by their album cover, their first album cover.
Okay,
Dan Hicks. I want to see the album cover. Here, the album's down here. Blow that up.
72.
Yeah. First album cover. Hold on. Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, God.
You're just terrible at this. Okay, no, that's just him, a solo album. That's a solo album. Oh, no, wait, hold on. Maybe you're right. I see the word.
Yeah,
end.
Yeah, see,
fine.
There
yes,
it is.
I see it.
Okay, right. 22. We're on to 23. Thank you, caller.
Oh, my God, 23. Can't be done. That's why we have no calls. 201-209-9368.
We need a 23.
It can't be done.
Letter or numeral band. Hi, you're on the air.
What number are you looking for?
23.
Oh, I got 22.
Thank you for calling. Can't be done, my friend.
Hi, you're on the air. We're looking for a 23-letter band.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. They don't use the. By the way, 22 would have been Red Hot Chili Pipers, a ripoff band.
Also a band, though. I play Red Hot Chili Pipers more than I play Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Fun fact, nobody cares.
Okay.
Hey,
sounds good.
Wait, how do you spell chili?
C-I-C.
C-H-I-O.
Don't tell him. Don't tell Andy how you spell chili.
Not the one.
No, like I don't care how I don't care how I spell it. How does Ken spell it?
I spell it the way it's spelled.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is chili 2 L's?
No.
Oh, for the love of God. It's not.
No.
I'm the worst.
Mr. professional writer.
Well, it answers the question. Why haven't I had a series on in the last 10 years?
Yeah, what did you do before spell check was invented?
I just sat at home and waited. Somebody invented spell check, I prayed. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, 5. Wait, 6. Wait, I can't even count. Is it 23? Be honest.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is nowhere near close to 23.
No, it's not at all.
3, 6.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah.
12, 13, 14, 15.
Not even close.
Wait, that's not even close.
No. Let's try not cheating, Ken. Yeah. Let's just try. That's for the novelty of it.
We're back to 23.
Yeah, 23.
We need a 23-letter band.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, Kenny.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's over, my friend.
23 letters.
Well, what are we up to? 23.
23? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me on this. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
Dr. Hook.
Dr. Hook and the Medicine. Is that DR period? I think it was just DR.
DR period, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Dr.
true.
Hook.
And wait, and do they have the ampersand, or you're spelling out the word and?
It is the ampersand.
Is that how they? Is that how it appears on the album cover?
That I know of, yeah.
Okay, I want that confirmed. And the Medicine Show.
Okay, so that's 6, 9...
Well, you have to count the ampersand as one, Ken.
No, we don't count the ampersand at all. That's what we said that at the beginning. We don't count.
Oh, I missed that. I thought we
punctuation.
Did.
He's counting the ampersand. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Still need 23.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
it's
we
not
don't
happen.
We don't count symbols or punctuation.
It's not going to happen, Kenny.
We need 23.
Kevin, you're just embarrassing yourself. 24. Ken, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing the listeners. It's not going to happen.
23-letter band. Have you got one?
24.
Yep, thanks.
No, we need 23.
Ken, give it up, my friend.
We're looking
Why don't we go right to the next show? Let's start them early.
We're looking for that 23-letter band. Have you got it?
Yes, the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Oh, hold on. The Fabulous is a word I can spell.
Is it?
Yes, and Thunderbirds is plural. I can spell that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Done.
You
got to
love them.
Thank you.
You do got to love them.
We're up to 24.
Wrap it up. Did they sing Wrap It Up, I'll Take It? Remember that? They're out of Texas.
Fabulous Thunderbirds?
Yeah.
What is it, about a takeout joint?
No, I think he saw a pretty girl, and that's what he said to the pretty girl.
Wrap It Up, I'll Take It?
Yeah, you know how guys like to... You know how guys like to...
To what?
When they see a pretty girl, wrap them up and take them?
No.
Well, you should listen to that song. You'll learn a lot.
They wrap them up in what? Tin foil and saran wrap?
Yes.
Gift wrapping paper?
Yes.
This I've never heard of.
Tin foil's the first verse. Saran wrap's the second verse.
Okay. We're looking for 24. 24-letter band. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, are you still on 23?
No, we're on 24.
No, but thank you for asking. Thank you so much.
We're on 24.
9368. This ain't going to happen.
Have you got a 24-letter band?
Yeah, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
I was thinking of the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
I wasn't. Wait, how does Jimi Hendrix spell his name? J-I-M-I, right? It's a
J-I-M-I,
weird spelling.
J-I-M-I, yep.
Okay, and then Hendrix. Okay, I have that. Experience, it's an interesting word. No one's ever spelled it correctly.
No, it's
in the history of the English language.
Pretty easy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
24.
18, 19, 20, 24.
Well done, m'lady.
I bet you want to wrap her up and take her.
Well.
See how it works?
Yeah.
See how it works?
Wrap her up and.
That's how you objectify women.
In newspaper.
Yeah, you wrap her up in whatever you want, son.
Newspaper is better for the environment.
Yeah.
You know, you're not wasting paper to make wrapping paper.
Yeah.
It's like recycling, like automatically recycling.
Whatever, Kenny.
I'd wrap her up in the sports section.
You can. You
25.
Can
we're looking now. For. We're looking
I'm giving you permission to step down, son.
We're looking for 25.
Put that gun back in your holster, son.
Have you got a 25 letter band? Caller?
Yeah. The caller's thinking.
Hi, we're looking for 25. Have you got one?
Yes, sir. Scraping fetus off the wheel.
Nice!
No. No.
Yes.
Is that really a band?
Yes.
Oh, they sound fantastic. Wait, is it really called Scraping Fetus Wheel?
You have to know how to spell fetus, so don't worry about it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2. No, it's not 25.
It is 25.
It is not 25.
Fetus is spelled F-O-E-T-U-S.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
It is. In this case, it is. We're up to 26.
Woo-hoo.
And it's hot in here. Jeez, Louise, man.
Are you talking about how exciting the show is, or do you mean the temperature?
No, the temperature.
Yeah, exactly. 201-209-9368. Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken just exclaimed, it's hot in here.
Are you schwitzing?
I'm not uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm schwitzing a little bit. But it's such an exciting show.
Why don't we both agree that for the duration of the show, that's 18 more minutes, neither of us fart.
Okay,
because that will just add to the discomfort.
Well, I haven't.
Do you agree?
I haven't done that yet. It's a really obnoxious thing to do.
Kind of like
in the studio.
Yeah.
26 letters. Have you got one? You're on the air.
The Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Wait, hold on. I'm counting these. Hold on. That's a good one.
Yeah. The Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Green grass and high tides.
Wait a minute. If you're just tuning in, this is. By far the worst example of radio programming in the history of radio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
That's 16. It, 26.
Okay. You think you're going to get to 35?
Yeah.
Ken?
We're up to 27. We need a 27-letter band.
You go, girl. You just go. I'm going to let you go. I'm just going to sit back.
If we get 35, I win all of Andy's warehoused gasoline. Wait, why are you keeping the gasoline again?
You'll find out.
Remind me?
Oh, you'll know.
But you do refresh it, right?
Yes. You know what I'll do? I'll text you when the apocalypse hits us all. Okay? So you'll know. Well, so you won't miss it.
No, because when you text me, the cell phone network will be down, so I'll never get the message.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
It's the apocalypse. This will be me at like 4 a.m. some morning. Hey, Ken, you awake?
Yeah, I'm up.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Don't be mad. I felt it was important to wake up.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
I want to make your way to my garage.
Thanks for letting me know. What?
Yeah, my seven gallons of unleaded gas is waiting for you.
What happened? What happened with the world?
Oh, it happened, baby. Exactly what? As I predicted.
Yeah,
I predicted it, but didn't tell anyone out loud what I predicted.
Details. I need
details. In hindsight, I should have told people.
Details. I need details. What happened?
You'll know. You'll know when you step outside.
Oh, this is no good. Hey, we're up to 27. You're on the air. Have you got a 27?
Ah, 27. I had 26.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks for calling. Fantastic call. That call had something for everybody, didn't it, Ken?
Hi, we're up to 27. Have you got one?
Ken, I have a 27 and a 28.
Wow. Go ahead. What's the 27?
The 27 is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Nice!
Wait, but Tom Petty uses an ampersand.
No, he doesn't. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That checks out.
Wait, hold on. That can't be 27. That can't be.
We've run all the numbers, Andy.
Okay, and what's 28?
Wait, count that. Confirm that.
28 is Greg Gehring.
Hold on. Wait, we're confirming the Heartbreakers.
11.
Oh, sorry,
14,
Greg Gehring.
Hold on.
17, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, wait a second.
Exactly. I came up short, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Oh, I got 27. I confirm 27.
Really?
Yes.
I did get 27 right. Okay, so what's 28?
He's gone, baby.
No, come back.
He has a life, Ken.
We're up to 28. We need a 28-letter band.
Hey, you might be wondering.
I thought you needed a
28. Huh?
I thought you needed a 29.
No.
I just gave you a 28.
No, thanks for calling.
You got cut off. What was the 28?
Doesn't matter. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I got a 29.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What was the 28?
No one knows, Ken. You cut him off.
We need a 28-letter band. Have you got one? 28? We're looking for that 28-letter band. You're on the air.
Thinking Fellers Union Local 282.
Oh, for the love of God.
Thinking Fellers Union.
This is like a working definition of the word drivel. What does drivel mean?
Well,
Ken?
It's kind of like saliva. Thinking Fellers.
No, that's not
Union
drivel.
Local 282.
Let's look up the word drivel. I wonder if there's a picture of you and me when we look it up.
8.
Now Ken's counting letters.
12, 15.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken's counting.
20. 23, 25.
From 1 to 28.
28. Thinking Fellers Union, Local 282 makes it. Looking for 29. Hi, you're on the air. 29-letter band. Hello?
Exactly. Thanks for not calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Let me say something to most of our listeners.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks for not calling tonight. Ken and I can't thank you enough.
No, I can. We need a
28?
No, we're up to 29. Have you got one?
No, sorry.
Oh.
Perfect.
29.
Ken, can I guess you something honestly?
29.
Are you embarrassed at all?
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not as embarrassed.
Where do you feel it?
Oh,
My stomach.
I felt it when Bare Naked Ladies came up.
I just feel the energy's gone. We're just counting from
29. This is tiring. Hi, you're on the air. 29-letter band. Oh my God. Hi, we need a 29-letter band.
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Nice!
There's no such animal.
Yes, there is.
No. Number one, no one can spell orchestral.
Orchestral is easy. Maneuvers is hard because Maneuvers has that.
It could be a British spelling.
British spelling.
Wait, but maybe it's not British. You have to spell it correctly.
No, they were British.
In the Dark?
Yeah.
That's the name of the band?
Yeah.
Count those letters,
orchestral
son.
Orchestral Maneuvers.
Let's get going. All right, if you don't start counting now, you're never going to finish.
7, 10.
What number are you on?
13.
About what number?
16.
Would you say you're
20,
halfway through?
22.
Are you about halfway through?
It's 29 with the British spelling of Maneuvers. We're up to 30. You're on the air.
What the hell are we doing?
Hi, you're on the air.
What are we doing?
We're looking for a 30-letter band is what we're doing.
I drive an hour each way for this.
No, you don't.
Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers.
What?
Yeah, exactly. If Ken says what, it doesn't exist.
Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers?
Yeah.
All right, looking it up. Tommy Conwell.
Man, those old Rumblers, I'm glad he ditched them.
But it's got an ampersand.
It's got an ampersand.
Well,
that's
no,
how
there
he spells
it has
it.
An ampersand. Let's see. Tommy Conwell.
What does it have on the album cover?
No, on Discogs, it's got A-N-D.
Okay, count it out. All maybe right. You can spell it out on Google.
Yeah. 5.
Oh, this is great. Hey, listen to Ken count. He knows all the numbers. You go, Ken.
18,
you about halfway done, Ken?
21.
There you go. It's a big 23. One, isn't it, Ken? Oh, man, I hope you rested up before you made that journey.
I think it was 31.
I counted 31.
I got 31.
Yeah, nice try. And now they're eliminated.
No, they're not eliminated.
They are. They cannot be used at 31. They cannot be used at 31.
Oh, bull. The Young Rumblers.
No, they can't because then can people just be calling way in advance?
It hasn't happened yet.
No, I know. Ken, it can't. It's not fair.
Let me
Ken, try you're moving the goalposts.
8.
That's right. You count, Ken. And count to yourself, Ken, because you're on the radio.
26, 27, 28, 20.
Yeah, exactly.
31.
And I'm not accepting it.
31.
My detached garage. You be very careful, boys and girls, before you submit a name.
We need 30. We need a 30-letter band name. Have you got one?
No, I've got a 34.
Call
back. We need a 30-letter band name. Have you got one?
Yes.
Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Good one.
Wait, is that an ampersand or A-N-D?
It's an A-N-D.
A-N-D.
Big Brother and the Holding Company.
You got to love it. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
If that is 30, I will be very impressed. Okay. Hey, now comes my favorite part of the show. You go count, Ken. Start counting now. Are you counting? Ken? Count to yourself, Ken. Count to yourself because it's being broadcast live. Hey, if you're tuning in, Ken's counting to himself.
30! That's it!
Okay, we're looking.
I don't need to count out loud because you're making all the noise that we need.
30.
Just to remind.
We're looking for 31.
Just to remind people that we're on the air. We need to get to 35, and then I win all of Andy's hoarded gasoline. He's kind of like the John Denver of this decade that we're in. Remember when John Denver was hoarding gasoline?
He could have used gasoline the last 4 minutes of his life.
1973. I don't think did he crash because he ran out of
No, he was
fuel?
he was in a glider.
Yeah. He was just being stupid. He didn't run out of gasoline.
Sunshine was pretty much on his shoulders.
Hi, you're on the air. We need 31.
31. Behead the prophet, no lord shall live.
Behead.
It's fun to make up words, isn't it?
Behead the prophet. No what?
No lord shall live.
Okay, if Ken doesn't know the name, I challenge it, and I challenge it again.
No lord shall live.
Ken, it's not going to be accepted by the judges.
I will look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
I didn't think Tommy Conwell and the Young Grumblers existed.
I still don't, and I'm looking at their album covers.
Behead the...
Yeah, I wonder why it's not popping up.
Prophet.
Yeah, I wonder why it's not just appearing magically on Google.
Shall
Thank you.
Live.
Thank you.
There it is.
Behead the prophet.
No Lord shall live. From Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised.
Wait,
don't they call themselves Behead the Prophet NLSL?
No. No. That's what their super fans call them.
Okay, count the letters, Ken. Okay, I love the groan. Even Ken is groaning. How many letters should it be, Ken?
It should be 31, and I'm up to 9.
Yeah, are you up to 12 yet?
No.
Are you up to 17 yet?
I'm up to 22 now.
Yeah, keep going, son. 27, 28,
29.
Yeah.
31 is it?
Wow.
Well done, caller.
Okay, I do apologize.
We're up to 32.
Can't be done. It's not going to happen.
We need a 32-letter band.
32-letter band.
Yeah.
I called for the number 9 before. It's Tobin here again.
Hey,
the
Tobin.
For 32 letters, and you will know us by the trail of dead.
Oh. Is it and you shall or and you will?
And you will know us by the trail of dead.
And you will know us. I know this band.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Austin, Texas, I believe.
By the trail of our dead or the dead?
No. And you will know us by the trail of dead.
Of dead?
Yeah.
Not of our dead?
No.
They played at my nephew's bar mitzvah.
Oh, nice. After they got famous?
No, just before they broke big. Just before they broke big. Oh, my God. Did they ever record their version of Havana Gila?
I know. I don't. They used to do that live all the time.
Yeah, they opened with YMCA. They were fantastic. Okay. What does that sign mean? You have a lot of letters to count?
Yeah, I got a lot of letters to count.
Yes.
6, 10,
I can help you out.
14, 16, 18, 21, 26, 28, 29, 30, 32. That's it.
30.
Well done. 32. We need 3 more bands. We need 33, 34, and 35. 33, 34, and 35. Hi, you're on the air.
Can I just assure our listeners?
How many?
33.
It's almost over, kids.
I have a 36 for you.
Thank you.
We need
kids, it's almost over.
We need 33.
Our national ordeal is almost over.
We need a 33. Have you got
See the end. I can see the light at the end of
this
tunnel.
Got a 33?
I got a 32.
Thank you. Oh, that guy was in the car. Can you imagine a guy driving, counting letters in
his
head?
Have you got a 33?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. We need a 33.
Perfect.
I'm just...
Perfect.
Hi, have you got a 33-letter band?
No, I'm sitting on 34.
Have you okay. got a 33 call letter back band?
33. The World Inferno Friendship Society.
Yes!
There's a slash between World and Inferno, so it counts as a character.
No. Slashes don't count. Close.
Yeah, that was close. This is exciting.
No cigar.
This is exciting. Oh, man, I'd love to have a cigar.
We need a 33-letter band. What is it?
I got Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Nice!
Wait, is that an ampersand?
Nope.
Nope.
The boss.
There is a hyphen, but I'm not counting it.
Bruce
Springsteen. Wow, is that true? That's 33?
And the E Street Band. It sounds like 33 characters.
Yeah, it sure does sound like it, Ken. Yeah. Count them, though.
Five.
It's like cutting the deck. I want to make sure.
Eight, 11.
He's on 11 if you're just tuning in.
19,
he's on 19. Oh, so close. Almost. No, not 33.
Yes, 33.
Oh, my God.
Nice. And Jersey Strong, no less. We're up to 34. Have you got a 34? Have you got a 34?
You're not going to make it, Ken.
Have you got a 34? You're on the air.
It's not going to happen. It's
got a 34.
Yeah, what do you got?
Orchestre Tout Puissant Marcel Duchamp. I saw them last night in D.C.
I saw them last night in D.C. I saw them last night in D.C.
O-R-C-H-E-F-T-R-E. Space. Yeah. T-O-U-T.
Okay.
Space. P-U-I. S-S-A-N-T.
Oh, like the Puissant. Yeah, okay. Puissant. Yep.
Space Marcel Duchamp.
Oh, Google this for the love of God. And then you could, Ken, you could just count it on the screen.
Orchestre.
That's the
Orchestre. Toot. There it is. Okay.
They played a great show in D.C. last night.
Oh, you caught you caught another show after this one?
13, 14.
There is no other show beyond this one.
What was the venue last night?
Rhizome. D.C.'s experimental music space.
Who did you go with? Did you take your mother?
34.
Did you take your mother-in-law?
We're looking for 35. Thanks, caller.
Have a big enough shovel.
We need 35.
I don't have a big enough shovel.
Hi. I have Kalman Bala and his Gypsy Shimbaloom Band.
Who?
Kalman, K-A-L.
Wait, Google it, Ken. Just start Googling,
Ken. K-A-L-M-A-N.
Google this, buddy.
K-A-L-O-G-H.
Wait,
hold on.
Kalman, go on. Kalman.
B-A-L-O-G-H.
B-A-L-O-G-H.
There he is. Oh, here we go.
And the...
Oh,
and the Gypsy Cymbalom Band.
Cymbalom, S-C-Y-B-A-L-O-M. Well, we don't have.
I'm not finding it with Andy.
Yeah, it doesn't have the word A-N-D and then T-H-E.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, okay. There's but with an ampersand. You can't count it.
Okay, well, let's look it up on Discogs. Let's see.
Okay, there it is. Yes. We're not counting the ampersand. Are you still at 35?
Oh, yeah, we're still at the ampersand. The ampersand is killing us.
No, I haven't. Without an ampersand.
Oh, okay then. Count the letters, buddy. Go.
What do you? I'm only seeing it with an ampersand.
But she's saying don't. She's saying that's how she spelled it.
Oh, I see.
So count, baby.
Hang on.
You've got 30 seconds. Count like the wind.
Hang on. I got to get the theme song up here.
Count, son. Count.
I'm trying.
I don't think you're gonna make it.
Where is it? Okay, there it is.
Yeah. Go ahead. Ken's counting letters. If you're just tuning in, I envy you if you're just tuning in. Or the ordeal is almost over. We're not counting the ampersand.
15,
Ken's 18, at 15. 20, he's at 18.
23.
No, I don't see it, Ken. I don't see
28,
it. No, I'm sorry.
29, 30, 31. Oh, 32. No.
Yeah.
And we're out of time.
Yeah.
This is WFMU East Orange.
Yeah.
WMFU Mount Hope.
You could see the promised land, couldn't you?
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Yeah, thanks to everyone and thanks to our volunteers.
And thank you, Andy. You get to keep your damn gas.
Well,
will you still call me when the apocalypse happens?
Well, now there's no need. I don't want to see you. You're dead to me. Literally.
Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
they call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the beautiful Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in beautiful Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Dylan.
Welcome everyone to the Far East Imperial House. We are the Sullivan Sisters, Mary Jane on the organ and yours truly, Kathy on the drums. Thank you. Here's a song for all you bird lovers out there, Yellow Bird. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. This is Don Fleming. You're listening to 21 Lounge on the summer schedule here at WFMU.